today. The AI content on your brand's website could get you in trouble with Google. Instagram removes an ad placement that everybody's used and gives its creators a reason to switch platforms. One company's invasive marketing strategy that works. And on the Premium Podcast, with no ads, more stories, and deep dive weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more. The advice you've heard about using alt text for your SEO is probably wrong. It's Thursday, April 7th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. If there are millions of factors that go into your Google ranking, there are also, it seems, a million tools to help you exploit those factors. One of the most popular of late have been AI-based content writers. These are sites that will automatically generate content on your website, like blog posts and how-to articles. It's certainly tempting. While not perfect, they do spit out content well enough that the average person might not know it was written by a bot. But something those tools will not tell you, they're actually against Google's rules and could result in a ranking penalty for your brand's website. And why? Well, because content written by artificial intelligence falls under the category of auto-generated content, which is currently against Google's webmaster guidelines. But as machine learning tools are generating better quality content, the same John Mueller we quoted in the last story suggests that Google systems in the future might not even be able to detect AI-generated content without human reviewers. He also says that Google doesn't care how the AI writing tools are used on your website in any capacity. Quoting him, currently it's all against the webmaster guidelines. So from our point of view, if we were to run across something like that, if the web team were to see it, they would see it as spam. Instagram has made its next move to counter TikTok, a move that will affect you if you run ads on the platform. They have now officially killed off in-stream video ads as a placement. Advertisers on the platform are being notified with a message that says, Instagram in-stream video is no longer available as an ad placement. You can run video ads on Instagram using the Instagram Reels placement instead. I know you might be thinking what I'm thinking, but wait a minute, a video isn't necessarily a reel. But of course, Instagram is trying to push everything toward the Reels format as it's been so successful for TikTok. The move officially makes Reels the best video option for advertisers on the app, which is another step in integrating ads into a scrollable stream of video content on the platform, just like their arch enemy. Well, while Instagram gets rid of an ad placement to push toward Reels, it's also giving Reels creator incentive to go to a different platform. Meta is allegedly cutting payouts and inflating target metrics for monetization for its Reels creator program. Creators say that payments are down as much as 70% per view and that their videos require millions of more views in order for them to get paid. This all according to the Financial Times. Influencers claim that the changes were not explained by the company. According to one creator, their personalized threshold for getting paid up to $35,000 has gone from 58 million views to 359 million views. In a statement to the Financial Times, Meta said it was testing Reels bonuses on Instagram and Facebook, which may cause payouts to, quote, fluctuate as pricing models are refined. The neighborhood social network Nextdoor has launched a new do-it-yourself ads product. The company announced its self-service campaign management platform, Nextdoor Ads, that is targeted at small and medium-sized businesses. The ad platform features a familiar five-step user interface that guides us through the process. Select a goal, build an ad, choose an audience, set a budget, and publish the ad. Previously, advertisers on the platform were limited to two ad formats, a reach of only 10 miles, and a flat pricing system. The company says with Nextdoor Ads, they will gain access to a multi-ad platform, increased reach, and flexible pricing. But will they also have access to one of Nextdoor's most invasive marketing tactics? A blog post explained recently the company's intrusive snail mail campaign, in which you receive a letter, that's a real letter, from one of your real neighbors inviting you to join the Nextdoor app. The letter uses classic marketing tactics such as FOMO language and a sign-up deadline, similar to what you see in email campaigns, but it's signed by a real person, or at least their name is on it. I saw people in our community's Facebook group talk about it. Hell, even our associate producer, the intrepid Steph Gunn, got one of these things in her mailbox.
I genuinely thought, I guess, it was one of my neighbors that sent it to me, so I signed up for it. And I ended up unsubscribing because they send you so many emails every day.
So how do they get away with something like this? Well, when someone signs up for the app, they are presented with the option to send, quote, personalized invitations, which include their full name and address, making it a legal but unusual marketing strategy. But hey, it got Steph to sign up.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, if your brand is feeling the impact of inflation, you are not alone. A new survey indicates that 85% of American business owners are concerned about the impact of inflation on their company. On top of that, 3 out of 4 small businesses find it challenging to manage higher costs due to inflation and said that rising prices have had a significant impact on their business. Here's how small business owners are adjusting as high inflation becomes more entrenched. 2 out of 3 business owners report raising prices. 4 out of 10 have cut staff or taken out a loan in the past year. Industries including manufacturing, services, retail, and professional services all cite inflation as one of the top challenges facing the small business community. The data provided by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And finally, Meta is canceling its F8 developer conference this year to, wait for it, build the metaverse. Or maybe save some money. One of these is true. Guess which one? The conference is traditionally where the company shares insight into its latest projects and developments, which makes us wonder, have there been any developments? The company says it still plans to hold its annual Connect event later this year, where it will discuss its VR, AR, and metaverse platform offering. That is the sound of a foundation being dug out and poured. The hot tub, the work towards it has started. There's an end in sight. If you're following this, my wife and I are trying to get a little two-person hot tub, like a jacuzzi, installed. We don't have a backyard, so we've got to do it on our side deck, which is kind of small. So we are reinforcing it. And then we have to get a structural engineer, and then we have to get an electrician, and it's a whole lot of stuff. But we will hopefully have a hot tub soon. And the work started today. I'm very excited about that. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.